From Dr. Mercola, censored library private membership. Just like cigarettes, vaping likely causes cancer. Major study finds. A 2026 scientific review concludes vaping is likely to cause lung and oral cancer, shifting the conversation from uncertainty to clear concern. The damage from vaping starts at the cellular level, where DNA injury, oxidative stress, and inflammation build long before symptoms appear. E-cigarette aerosol L contains a mix of cancer-linked chemicals, including nitrosamines, toxic gases, and metals released from the device itself. Using both cigarettes and vaping products at the same time dramatically increases your lung cancer risk. Instead of reducing harm, eliminating vaping exposure, improving metabolism, health, and using exercise to break nicotine dependence directly lowers your risk and helps your body recover. For years, vaping was marketed as the cleaner alternative, a way to keep the ritual of smoking without the tar, the smell, or the serious health consequences. That framing is collapsing. A growing body of research now points in the opposite direction, and the latest analysis lands with unusual force. Scientists are no longer hedging about whether e-cigarettes cause cancer. They're explaining how. What makes this finding so difficult to dismiss is that the evidence converges from multiple independent directions. Evidence from human biomarkers, laboratory experiments, and animal research is pointing to the same conclusion from different angles. The signals follow the same pattern that played out with cigarettes in the mid-20th century, when independent lines of evidence pointed toward cancer for years before the medical establishment and the tobacco industry were willing to act on them. If you picked up vaping believing it was a safer landing pad, consider this. Researchers found measurable DNA damage in the mouth and lung tissue of vapers who had never smoked a single cigarette. The damage was already underway. A large-scale scientific review published in Carcinogenesis examined a wide body of research to determine whether e-cigarettes cause cancer on their own, independent of conventional smoking. One, this type of qualitative risk assessment pulls together different kinds of data to reach a conclusion faster, especially when public health is at stake. It begins at the cellular level, quietly, long before a cough or a tight chest ever shows up. The real question is no longer whether vaping carries cancer risk. It's how the exposure drives those changes inside your body and what you can do to stop them. The goal was to determine whether the biological damage from vaping follows the same patterns already known to lead to cancer. Real-world users show clear signs of cellular damage. The researchers focused heavily on biomarkers, which are measurable signs inside your body that show harm is happening at a microscopic level. In people who vape, these markers revealed DNA damage, oxidative stress, and inflammation in tissues like the mouth and lungs. DNA damage means your cells lose the ability to copy themselves correctly. Oxidative stress occurs when unstable molecules called free radicals overwhelm your body's built-in antioxidant defenses. Your cells have a limited capacity to neutralize these molecules, and every puff of vapor pushes you closer to that limit. Inflammation means your immune system stays activated, which creates an environment where abnormal cells grow instead of being removed. These changes lined up directly with the early stages of tumor development. Vape aerosol contains a mix of known carcinogens. The study identified several harmful substances in e-cigarette vapor that explain why this damage occurs. These include nicotine-derived nitrosamines, which are among the most well-established cancer-causing chemicals in tobacco research. Volatile organic compounds, reactive gases like formaldehyde and acrolein that are released when e-liquid is heated also showed up, along with flavoring agents that break down into toxic byproducts. Even the device itself contributes risk. Heating coils release trace metals into the aerosol, adding another layer of exposure. You're not inhaling harmless water vapor. You're inhaling a complex chemical mixture that directly interferes with normal cell function. Animal experiments confirm tumor formation to move beyond correlation. Researchers examined rodent studies where exposure could be tightly controlled. In these experiments, mice inhaled e-cigarette aerosol over time. The result was the development of lung adenocarcinomas, a type of cancer that forms in glandular tissue in the lungs. This shows a cause and effect relationship. When exposure increases, tumors appear. That pattern strengthens the argument that vaping doesn't just coincide with cancer risk, it drives it. The risk increases when vaping combines with smoking. Another critical finding involves people who both vape and smoke conventional cigarettes. This pattern, often called dual use, creates a compounding effect rather than reducing harm. Epidemiological data show that individuals in this category face up to a fourfold higher risk of lung cancer compared to those who avoid both habits. That means switching to vaping without fully quitting smoking doesn't reduce danger. it multiplies it. Many users get stuck in this cycle, unable to eliminate either habit. The previous section showed what researchers found: damage markers in human tissue, carcinogens in the aerosol, tumors in animals, and compounding risk in dual users. Now let's walk through how that damage unfolds inside your body, step by step, from the first puff to tumor formation. According to study co-author Freddy Sidas, associate professor at the University of New South Wales in Australia, the evidence was remarkably consistent across fields, leading to what they describe as an unequivocal finding of increased cancer risk. Too, in plain terms, the scientific community no longer treats this as an open question. Earlier research on e-cigarettes often called for more data before drawing conclusions. That has changed. Between 2017 and 2025, the tone of scientific reviews moved steadily toward warning about carcinogenicity. The pattern of harm is established. Cancer development follows a step-by-step biological process. The mechanisms described in the paper explain how vaping pushes your body toward disease. It starts with genotoxic effects, meaning direct damage to your DNA. Once your genetic material is altered, cells begin to behave abnormally. They divide when they should not. They fail to repair themselves. Over time, these errors accumulate and form the foundation for tumors. Oxidative stress accelerates the damage inside your cells. The study highlights oxidative stress as a central driver of harm. When your body produces too many reactive molecules and can't neutralize them, they attack proteins, lipids, and DNA. Think of it as internal rust forming inside your cells. This damage weakens your natural defenses and speeds up the transition from normal tissue to diseased tissue. Chronic inflammation creates the perfect environment for cancer growth. The final piece involves inflammation that doesn't shut off. Instead of shutting down after the threat passes, your immune system stays locked in an activated state, releasing chemical signals that inadvertently protect damaged cells and encourage them to keep dividing. Over time, that allows mutated cells to expand and form tumors. When you connect these steps, DNA damage, oxidative stress, and inflammation, you see a clear pathway from vaping exposure to cancer development. It's also worth noting that the carcinogens in e-cigarette aerosol don't stay confined to the user's lungs. Secondhand vapor contains measurable levels of nicotine, particulate matter, and volatile organic compounds, meaning bystanders, including children and non-smoking partners, are exposed to the same class of chemicals, albeit at lower concentrations. Once you understand that vaping drives cancer through three interconnected mechanisms: DNA damage,